Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the guardianship and the successorship of the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali's right to successorship. As you know, today is the day of Ghadir. It marks and commemorates the day of Ghadir. What happened in Ghadir? A lot of you might not know what occurred on this very interesting and significant day. As you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to this, he was on his last pilgrimage to Mecca, and on the way back from the pilgrimage, he stopped in a valley called the Valley of Ghadir, which is why this hadith is known as Hadith-e-Ghadir. And in that, when he arrived there, he told the pilgrims who were moving forward to come back, who had gone ahead of him to come back. And he waited for those who were behind him and who were lagging behind to catch up. When they did, the Prophet, he ordered the people to construct a mount. And this mount was made of the saddles of camels. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he climbed up this mount and he gave a long sermon, which is known as the Sermon of Ghadir. In this sermon, he mentioned a lot of things. At the end of the sermon, he said the following. He said that whoever I am a master of, this Ali, and when he did so, he raised, of course, as you know, he took Imam Ali alayhi salam with him upon that pulpit that he was constructed, that mount that was constructed. He raised the hand of Imam Ali so that everybody could see him. And he said, Man kuntu mawla, fahada aliyun mawla. He said, whoever I am a master of, before this, he asked the people, Alastu awla mikum min anfusikum, am I not more deserving and have more rights over you than you have over yourselves? Everybody said, yes, of course, this is true. Bala ya Rasulullah, this is true, O Prophet of God, Apostle of God. He said, then whoever I am a master of, this Ali is also his master. And then after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he prayed for the Imam and said that, oh Allah, help him and assist him who assists the Imam, and also disgrace the person who turns his back on the Imam and wishes to disgrace the Imam. And following this, the Prophet came down from the mount and all of the people came and gathered together and began to congratulate Imam Ali, including, ironically, a lot of people who later on turned their backs on the Imam and, failed to acknowledge his right to successorship after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. This is the famous Hadith of Ghadir. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the Hadith of Ghadir and the successorship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد